Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Hey, cable guy's looking for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, he said he was waiting about 2 hours. Seemed a little put out. Do you remember what they did to me 10 years ago?
Oh, we'll be there in the morning between 9 and 1.
Or we'll be there between 2 and 6. And I sat there, hour after hour. Finally, they show up. No apology. Tracking mud all over my nice clean floors. And now, they want me to accommodate them. Well, looks like the shoe is on the other foot.
I've never seen you like that.
Oh, you don't want to get on my bad side.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in union-friendly Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Right to Work State, Redneckville, Arkansas. And how's it going, Matt?
Things are good. A little rainy, a little gloomy. But only atmospherically and climatologically. Everyone here in Ohio, on the assembly lines and carrying the mail, they're all happy. Even angry mailman, he may have a little bounce in his step today.
Maybe feeling a little better about things today.
Yes.
As the people of Ohio rose up and said no to Governor Dickhead John Kasich.
John Kasich, yeah. I'm sure it's raining hard over the governor's mansion in Columbus as Senate Bill 5 was defeated when Ohioans voted down issue 2 yesterday. Uh-huh. And knowing his love for show tunes, he's probably curled up with Marcus Bachman on his gubernatorial couch listening to excerpts from Pagliacci.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of him last night. Talking about how, you know, you'll have to reevaluate. That, you know, he's heard the voters, and you know, he stood there, all 5 foot 4.5 inches of him, standing tall. Like the tower of integrity that he is.
Yes, that's right. The worst thing it was when he had to make that phone call to Build a Better Ohio committee that incorporated there in Washington, D.C., and tell him that he let him down, let the Koch brothers down. And
oh, yeah, the Koch brothers and all of them are all sitting there just, they've got their arms crossed and they're looking down at John, shaking their head in disbelief. They may even start wagging their finger at him a little bit. They're probably talking about how, you know, we might need somebody else in that governor's seat.
That's right.
Next time around, somebody who equally short, but just as rabid, maybe a Mike DeWine type.
Don't rule that out.
See? You know, the Koch brothers are like, you know, we might just go buy us a new governor.
That's right. And we have a guest in the room. Welcome, guest. Thanks for stopping by. I'm With Stupid. Any big political races down in Redneck area yesterday?
We had a big one yesterday right here in Redneckville, in Redneck County. We had a 1 cent countywide sales tax that was going to be earmarked for infrastructure and for trash pickup and recycling and all that. And
Jay, they probably want to get that covered bridge redone too, don't they?
Absolutely. Fix up some of the wagon trails. And I tell you what, it was a tough, bitter, hard fought battle. The final numbers: no, 86%; yes, 14%. It was a tight one. It was a tight one. Congratulations to the mayor for putting up quite a fight on this one. He almost got his tax.
So I guess you're going to remain used to mud and gravel roads for a while.
I guess so. I guess we'll have to keep that that air tank there available to air up the tires as we drive across. And the car bangs around in all the potholes and what have you.
The opposition was probably funded by the tire consortium down there, wasn't it?
It might have been. It might have been.
Oh, God.
So anyway, so that one didn't work out well at all for the.
Yeah, that's not good.
For the protest
I do have. There was something sad that happened in one of the political races here in our area. It wasn't in Bagwine itself, but I was listening to results last night, and there was a school board race just outside of town in one of the school districts, and there was 4 seats open, and 5 people were running. And I would hate to be the guy or the woman who lost in a race like that.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's one thing to lose head-to-head to someone, but
it's
to be the odd
finish.
Man out... Yeah, to be the odd man out on a 4-seat race, that's pretty tough.
You know, it's the reason I never played musical chairs. Because, you know, they all conspired to make sure that I didn't get a chair early on.
I mean, if it's a guy, he is sitting at home right now with a beer in his hand, in sweatpants, watching The View.
Wondered where did my life, where did it all go wrong?
That's right.
Actually, he's reminiscing about the days in high school and junior high when he was always picked last when they played dodgeball in PE.
Hoping this might be the year things changed.
Yep. Hoping that there would be somebody else on the outside looking in.
Yeah, well. I'm glad to see that Mississippians broke through their innate illiteracy and decided to let people at least use birth control pills and the whatnot. And
yeah, they finally found an abortion measure that goes a bridge too far. You know, they already outlaw like sex toys in Mississippi. It's not just against the law to sell them; it's against the law to have them down there. I mean, you know, don't even travel through Mississippi if you've got a dildo in your suitcase, because you know. Although, I mean, I don't know anybody who would, other than Jerry Sandusky. Hey-o!
Yeah, we'll get to old Jerry here in a minute.
but outlawing birth control was just a bit more than even they could handle in Mississippi.
Although I understand Governor Haley Barbour voted for it, but you know, what did he care anyway? So
yeah.
I got a shout out. I'd like to, first of all, give a shout out to our guests, two guests in the room. Welcome, guests. Glad you're listening live. We need live listeners. Getting a lot of people in the archives, Jay, aren't we?
Tons. It's kind of, I can't believe how many hits we're getting in the archives versus the live listener situation. We need to balance that out. We need more people in the chat room. We need people calling in with giving their take on the issues at hand. And if they wanted to call in,
they could do so right now, and we'll get to them shortly at 661-244-9852. In addition to a shout-out to all the people who evidently love the pizza show and the guests in the room, I'd like to give a shout-out to seven women this morning, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the lovely Missy, Lisa, Donna, Rhonda, two Tammys, one with a Y, one with an I, and
we like variety.
We do. You all liked our I'm With Stupid page on Facebook. And if you're listening now or in the archives, you can always go like us as well, and please do. And that would be facebook.com/IWS Radio.
There you go. And, boy, we hit the mother load of hotties this morning.
Yes, we did.
Just one sexy lady after another liking the page,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, our dream. This is what this is what we set it all up for.
Well, that and journalistic integrity.
That too. It was a two-pronged approach.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, welcome to all the lovely ladies. Women of accomplishment, women with talented women, intelligent women.
And I'll tell you, I know a couple of them have for years, and a couple of them, well, all of them, but you know, a couple of them, oh my.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. So, we got that going for us.
Yeah, we do. We could just end the show right now. We'll end on a high note right there.
Yeah. Yeah. The show just peaked at the 13-minute mark.
Okay. And now for the next 20 minutes, we'll enter the denouement.
And we'll do a little shout-out to our friends listening up in Alaska, getting hit by a major storm this morning.
Major.
Big-time storm.
Yeah, I heard I was watching the news. The size of the storm itself is 1,500 miles wide, which is like half the lower 48.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial right there. So you guys up there, stay safe. Damn.
Yeah. And it's a shame. It's so bad up there. Sarah Palin cannot see Russia from her backyard.
Not right now. She can't. Nope.
Cause she's probably freaking out now because she knows there's MiGs on the way right behind that storm front.
she knows we are vulnerable right now. I mean, she's, you know, her brilliant military mind, she's like, well, if I was going to attack, I would do so right behind this storm.
Mm-hmm.
So, here come the commies.
Yeah, and her military preparedness is almost as effective as her robocalls that she did for vote yes on issue 2 here in Ohio this past week.
I thought you were going to say almost as effective as her family planning preparedness.
Well, that's a good one, too.
Which is almost as good as the Duggars' family planning. Shout out to the Duggars with number 20 on the way.
Yeah.
Number 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just filling in for Hank on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why we didn't have Hank there, but.
Why?
Anyway.
Maybe I do. I think I know why we do not have Hank today. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but someone had a little broadband access, a little internet access problem yesterday.
That someone would be me. And I've still barely recovered from it. We lost internet. Well, actually, we lost internet, cable, and phone because we do this bundle thing with Cox Cable. And it went down at just a couple of minutes after noon yesterday. And it was down for more than 9 freaking hours.
That's not good.
9 hours. And 9 hours in rainy Redneckville, Arkansas, with no cable and no internet. All I had was KCWD classic rock radio. Or I could have listened to country or gospel. And I tell you what, if it had stayed down much longer, I might have been on the country station just so I would not hear another goddamn Beatles song.
Not a Beatles fan, are you?
Enough is enough.
You don't find Donna Summer,
Donna Summer, Air Supply. I was going to turn it off, maybe put on some CDs, maybe watch a movie on DVDs or something like that. But I was really just waiting to see how long it would be before they played the Starlight Vocal Band. A little Afternoon Delight.
That would have picked your spirits up, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would have made it all okay.
Or sent your computer through your window, one of the two. That's a close call there.
One of the two. But anyway, so that was 9 hours without all my friends who live inside of my computer.
Yes.
It was 9 hours. Oh man, 17 Words with Friends games. It was my turn on all of them. I haven't even caught up on those yet. I haven't caught up on the celebrity gossip sites. Haven't caught up on the sites that post all the sexy pictures of starlets, young celebrities. I haven't caught up on all my Miley Cyrus fan pages yet.
I was going to say, for 9 hours, you didn't know where in the world Miley Cyrus was, and it was killing me.
I had no access to Miley Cyrus for 9 hours. I didn't know what was going on with Justin and Selena. You know, if they really were back together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was brutal.
I bet.
It was brutal. Nine hours of updates to the teen girls board on Reddit that I missed.
It's amazing. And I'm sure you heard this song while you were listening to classic rock. You probably heard Cinderella singing, "Don't know what you got until it's gone."
Oh, it was a long 9 hours, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your friend came through right at the end, didn't he? Hello?
Yes.
Took you out of your isolation, made a little phone call, checked on your...
Yep. Oh, yeah. Sure, that's another thing I was going to throw out there. Until your phone call around, you know, after 9 hours of no internet, I was sitting there thinking that I wanted to thank every nobody for their calls and texts while I was without internet access. That made me feel so, so loved.
Well, I'm glad I could call you 10 minutes before it came back on.
Yeah. Well, that was probably the reason it came back.
Well,
you finally called me. Somebody finally called, and they were sitting there at Cox Cable, and they said, "Well, fuck it. Somebody called him on his cell phone, so we'll turn it back on."
And then when our vast listening audience, what I found funny was, after Jay was so happy that I called, 8 minutes into the conversation, his internet comes back on. He says, "I got to go." Thanks for the call, Matt. Got to go.
47 new messages on the Miley Cyrus fan page. Got to go.
That's right. I got to see what restaurant she's at tonight.
And I think we've worked our way down to only one guest in the chat room.
Well, I'll tell you what,
something I said?
That's better than usual, Jay. They usually bail
somebody,
right after I say we have a guest in the room.
I, you know what happened? The other guests had to leave the room because they all immediately started looking for the teen girls subboard on Reddit.
Or actually one may have been Miley Cyrus, and she got all creeped out.
Might have been Miley finally deciding to listen, since, you know, I've sent her an email every week for more than a year now. Hey, Miley, we're going to be on the air live. Check it out.
Do you send it along with that picture of you in the sunglasses and the hoodie?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course you do.
Hey, people at home, you may be laughing about that strategy, but it basically worked with Alessandra Torresani.
Yeah, there you go. Big kudos
she,
on that.
She
one.
retweeted a link to the Am With Stupid blog, which you can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yep. Good stuff there.
Oh yeah. Obviously, she retweeted it without actually looking, because I had referred to her Barbarella Halloween costume as her slutty Halloween costume. Either that,
well,
or it
maybe
doesn't bother her.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah, I think maybe slutty is what she was going for, and she was just kind of happy that I picked up on it.
Yes. So, guest, if you have any thoughts on any of this, you can call in at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah. See, Mike couldn't make it today.
I'm sure Mike's busy.
He's probably still asleep. And poor Dana.
Dana's in that meeting, big meeting.
Yep, accounting meeting every Wednesday. Well, I tell you, that's a stupid time to have an accounting meeting.
I know.
The more I think about it, the less I believe it.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Jay, didn't she used to pop in for the Wednesday show?
On occasion, she certainly
and
did.
And now all of a sudden she has a Wednesday meeting.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Dana would do this. I'm just saying that there's a possibility that the bosses said, we need to have a weekly accounting meeting. Dana, when would be a good time? And she said Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central. And then turn around and, oh, I can't believe that we have this meeting and I can't be there for the show. I'm not saying that she would do that. I'm just saying
that
she might have done it.
Inadvertently, of course.
Yeah, really not really thinking at all. She just thought middle of the week, Wednesday, have the meeting at 10, meeting breaks up, go to lunch. You know, that corporate thinking.
Right. However, it stings no less.
It does hurt a little.
A little.
You know, here we are providing entertainment to the masses, and what do we get in return?
Heartache.
Damn right.
But I'll tell you who's got a little more heartache than us.
With that?
That would be the collective Penn State University community.
That would be those idiot, overprivileged, rich white kids who are marching on campus this morning in support of their head football coach who covered up for another coach who was raping 10, 11, and 12-year-old boys for decades.
And, you know, I think the Beach Boys summed it up best in their song, Be True to Your School. So I understand that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand. You gotta love your alma mater. But you know, sometimes, maybe you should be a little bit more, realistic. This all comes from politics too. You know, my side is perfect and wonderful and 100% right and honest all the time. That's how people end up claiming that Bill Clinton was not fiscally conservative and Reagan was. I really don't know how it got to there, but anyway.
I don't either, especially when Reagan helped to raise taxes 11 times in 8 years. But that's okay.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Okay.
It's okay. And the deficit exploded under Reagan.
Yeah.
Spending was just out of control. Anyway, and oh, shout out to ESPN this morning for on ESPN's First Take. They got in there, and I mean a very, very serious adult conversation about what happened at Penn State. I'm kidding.
Really?
They had Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith argue about Tim Tebow.
Of course they did.
way to be on top of, you know, the sports world there, ESPN.
Well, it's hard for Skip to talk about the Jerry Sandusky situation at Penn State when, you know, you're in a leisure suit and a starched collar. It just doesn't translate well on TV.
Yeah, maybe he identifies a little too much with Jerry and his love of young boys.
Could.
Not making accusations or anything here.
Now, you know, Jay, you know who Skip identifies better with? It's the fifth guy who didn't get that fourth seat of the school board election.
Yeah, that's the Skip Bayless of school board.
Yes.
One of these.
They'll never recognize my genius.
I'm so misunderstood.
Exactly. You know what I find funny about that? And funny in quotation marks. Or is that called parenthetical? Whatever. You know, I don't see pedophilia and child molestation coming out of a university which has such bland uniforms. Oh, sure. Maybe if Jerry Sandusky was a coach at, say, University of Oregon, you know, that's got like 18 different uniforms.
Right.
Or the University of Maryland, who wore those freaky jerseys at one game. Yeah, I could see all the splash and flash, but, you know, not out of Penn State, who has a white helmet and a blue stripe.
Yeah, you make a point there, and I tell you, you know, because we are more accustomed to these kind of pedophilia scandals coming out of institutions where the head of that institution is pretty flashy, who, you know, walks around with a, you know, a gold-plated staff with a diamond handle on top and has a big fancy hat and wears Prada shoes and lives in an opulent home.
Has a posse dressed in bloomers and hatchets in their hands.
Exactly.
Imported, nonetheless.
It's got a bunch of sexy Euro boys running around.
Uh-huh.
Part of his crew. Oh, we're so damn funny, I swear. Well, we're going to lose the live stream in about 30 seconds. And it's probably
that's
for the
a good
best.
Note to lose it on.
those who are listening live, we thank you for listening and hope you come back and listen in the archives, because we got 15 more minutes of jocularity to come.
That's right. And thanks to all our new friends.
Yep, all our new friends on the I'm with Stupid page. You guys are awesome. So, anyway,
that was very good.
It's almost as if we planned that.
I know. Okay then. Well, we never even got to touch on another kind of molestation, and that would be Pizza Boy.
What Pizza Boy?
Herman Cain.
Oh hell yeah. Yeah. Well, we can touch on that now. Saw the press conference with what's her name?
Is it Sharon? Bialik,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Bialik. Got to watch out for that last name. That could be Lick. Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, I saw her press conference, and I believe her.
I've heard some disparaging things about her.
Really? Really? You mean that?
Yeah,
that,
I mean. Other
you mean
than the
maybe some people in the media trying to protect the Republicans and maybe Herman Cain have gone out and said bad things about her?
This came out of an unusual source, and I heard it this morning. Former CBS reporter. Do you remember Bill Curtis?
Yeah.
Also did mafia and crime-related shows on like A&E or something.
Yeah, good stuff. Investigative reporting type stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard him imply this morning. Evidently, this Bialik chick worked at CBS while he was there. And he implied that he wouldn't be surprised if she was the initiator.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I missed Herman Cain's press conference yesterday because I didn't have cable.
That's right. You were.
Or internet.
You were in the gulag at the time.
I was in the blackout zone.
I listened
the
to it on the radio.
Zone.
I listened to it on the radio while I was at work yesterday.
Yeah.
He was adamant, Jay. Adamant.
Well, that as he should be. Apparently he was fairly adamant in that car with her too, but but I understand this morning that one of the original accusers has now decided that there's no reason to remain anonymous.
Yes.
And that she's, you know, I guess she's a little upset at the vicious attacks on Miss Bialik.
Yeah.
And,
which one is this? Do you know her name or? You know, I can't keep up with Herman. That's an old man, and I'm 20 years younger than Herman. And I can't keep up with this dude.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I'm not particularly impressed with his harassment skills. Not,
they are kind of boring.
And he's not all that subtle, apparently. Now, I did see this story in the Washington Post that another woman who she said she was not harassed by Cain, but that he wanted her to set him up with another woman, not his wife, and
yes.
That she turned him down, and that they ended up going to dinner with him, and it was her and four other women and Herman, and she said that while he didn't do anything at dinner, he didn't say anything offensive or anything like that, he did stick them with an $800 bar tab.
I know. I was going to bring that up. And the funny thing was, I found that more offensive than trying
exactly.
to grab a chick's ass. And Sean Hannity exactly. on his radio show yesterday, Sean Hannity's going, all he did was stick him with two $400 bottles of wine, and I'm going, well, that's rude.
Exactly. I mean, you know, what kind of gentleman, what kind of man walks out on the bar tab? That's just,
exactly.
No. That is, you know, that is give up your man card territory right there.
It is.
That's unacceptable behavior. I mean, if you want to just, you know, breach up a girl's skirt, then, hey, it happens. We get tempted, just can't resist every once in a while. You know, she wouldn't, if she didn't want that, she wouldn't have worn such a short skirt, right?
Exactly. You know how those tarts can be.
Exactly. And, but walking, you know, sticking women with the bar tab, oh, no. That's low.
It's girly.
Yeah. Makes me question his manhood.
And I'll say it for a fact, you know, he could take some lessons from Jerry Sandusky, because I know he never stuck his paramours with a bar tab. He paid for everything.
he brought the wine. He brought the pot.
That's right.
He brought all. You could always be. One thing about Jerry is he would always bring the party favors.
Hey, your money's no good here. I'm buying that Yoo-Hoo for you.
You know, he, much like Michael Jackson, he was always there with a credit card ready to buy the wine, the happy juice.
That's well, even though Penn State's not a Catholic institution, I'm sure he was praying for the Jesus juice.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a Catholic institution, but they are all Catholic up there. Good grief.
Well, a lot of Western Pennsylvanians are good, hardworking Catholics.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we have nothing against that.
No. The only thing is when Sandusky would tell Paterno, I'm going to go to St. Mary's school to check out this linebacker, and Paterno would go, yeah, well, Paterno should have said, should have known that it was St. Mary's Elementary in Wilkes-Barre.
Exactly. The Jerry Sandusky was the defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, and early recruiting coordinator.
Exactly. Like to get them young, groom them.
Yeah. You know, you just really, you know, and it makes you just feel like you need to take a shower now when you think back to all those years watching Penn State play football, and they would refer to Jerry Sandusky as the best recruiter in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And about how how these boys love him, and he can he can recruit the best young boys in the country.
You know what they're saying in Ohio right now, don't you?
Thank God for Penn State.
Well, they're just saying, oh, I guess a couple of tattoos and some paraphernalia selling ain't so bad, is it?
Exactly. No. Yeah, and you know, just because our quarterback was driving around a big old Cadillac STS.
At least he didn't have an 8-year old next to him.
He didn't have an 8-year old next to him, and he didn't have to take one in up the 5-hole to get the caddy either.
That's right.
He didn't have to. He wasn't just sitting around one day when they said, hey, Terrell, coach wants to see you in the showers. Oh, excuse me, in his office.
Oh, God.
Why do we have to be naked, coach? I need to make sure you're not wired. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Why's the shower on? These walls have ears, son. Why do you have that big jar of Vaseline? Heat rash.
It's time for your physical.
Because there's nothing funnier than child rape.
No, there's not. And it doesn't end here, because I'm sure Slider Ballscock, our sports editor, will have something to say on this matter tomorrow on iwsradio.blogspot.com. So if you want to make sure to go there and read that.
Oh, yes, you
will.
You
may not want to comment, but you need to read it.
Go ahead and read it before you shower.
And tomorrow, after Slider's article, the seven new friends we picked up on our show page, they could be gone.
They could be. No, the reality is that you're probably going to laugh. And then, about 20 minutes later, you're going to hate yourself for laughing.
And reach for the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, because Matt already hates... Matt hasn't even written the thing, and he already hates himself.
Oh, God. But, you know, when you cover a story, you got to cover the good with the bad.
And that's can't sugarcoat.
No, and that's what Slider does.
Yeah.
He's no Skip Bayless, let me tell you.
You wonder if the Penn State coaches ever questioned why Jerry Sandusky drove a big white van with no windows.
And why is that lyrical music coming out of it?
I'm just getting ready to say, and you know, he was making a lot of money. Why did he have to moonlight as the ice cream man?
Why are there ice cream bars in the back of his Penn State van?
Yeah, why do you have all these freezers back here with all this ice cream, Coach?
Oh, God.
You got a van stocked with Wild Irish Rose and ice cream.
It's a shame that the creepy kid next door is in school today. We would work something up for that. Oh, and staying sports related, and since we only have a couple minutes left, we can pick the spirit of the show up and end on a happy note, sort of. My kid, he's on the basketball team. They had tryouts this weekend. He'll be starting. And they have a new coach, Jay. They have they have a new young coach. And he's not big on defense. He wants my kid to shoot 20 times a game. And he said, we're not gonna keep anyone down. We're just going to outscore them. I said, oh, you mean, he said, you're going to play like early 90s, UNLV, the Running Rebels. He said, no. The coach said, we're going to be more like Arkansas.
There you go. Except that if you're going to be more like Arkansas under Nolan Richardson, then that means full court man-to-man pressure defense. 40 minutes of hell.
Well, and I'll tell you, Jay, here's what he said. He said, we're going to trap, and then we're going to run and gun for what did they play, 32 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Is this Coach White?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that ought to be something to see, a whole bunch of scraggly white kids running all over the floor, trapping.
Well, they have their center's black, so, you know, you have that.
Oh, well. Got to have one of those.
Yeah, they their center last year, who I told you about, the almost 6'7" kid who couldn't dunk, he graduated. Yes, he's white, folks.
Yeah. We got 5 seconds, so anyway.
Okay.
Thanks to everybody for listening.
And thanks for the friendship, and thanks for listening, and just...